I start?
Yes.
My dream was to invent in the same way some new bread with new color and with a very good taste. And I decided 2 years ago to do the buns with a Henkel and to do some black bread, but very nice, very natural. So this is the ink that we will use. So we will mix now with the water. It gives a small taste of perfume of fish, and at the same time it will give the black color inside the bread. So I take out my flour, I put the yeast in some place, I put the salt in the other place, at the opposite, all the time, the sugar beside the salt, the milk, the middle, the eggs, it's a yellow eggs. I have my levain. We are starting to do a bread with the levain, natural levain, so natural fermentation. We are going back to this old recipe. If you're thinking about the wine or the cheese or the bread, it's the same fermentation. We take the yeast that we find in the air and we wait and we wait and we wait for the fermentation. This is the natural fermentation. So you see the color now? The last ingredient is the butter. Same again. After the butter, I put the oil. It's canola oil. So now the way is to cutting the dough. So I take, I cut, I put in front. I take, I cut, I put in front. All the time the same. So you give more power to the dough now. You see the dough? Change a lot. You see the dough? She's perfectly clean. It means that the dough is done, it's finished. Put a little flour. We put on the table and we return the dough. I think it will be good. And after you start to do a ball. So all the time how we learn to bake. So when you are ready, you can use your two hands, it's okay too. You take your buns, you put in the water, and after you put in a sesame. And at the same time I press the buns. And after we can put the salmon, we can put fish inside, and it's beautiful and it changes. It's not a hamburger, it's a new buns with a very good bread, with a natural fermentation, with nice ingredients inside.